Apple patches triangulation 0 days, Romania to hack back foreign APTs, EU states want an exemption to spy on journalists, and facial recognition on some smartphones is still useless. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 23rd of June, and this podcast episode is brought to you by vulnerability management and analysis platform Nucleus Security. In today's top story, Apple has released security updates to patch three iOS and macOS 0 days, including two that were exploited in a campaign known as Operation Triangulation. The operation targeted Russian government officials, foreign diplomats working in Russia, and Kaspersky employees. Russia's FSB intelligence service attributed the attack to the US National Security Agency and claimed Apple cooperated with the American spy agency. The FSB didn't provide any evidence to support that claim, and Apple has denied it. In other news, several European governments are pushing the EU to add an exemption to the upcoming European Media Freedom Act to allow member states to continue spying on the electronic communications of journalists under the guise of national security. The effort is being led by French, German, and Dutch officials. The push comes after the EU's own PEGA Commission advised the EU to introduce stronger safeguards against the misuse of spyware tools in member states. The PEGA Commission says several EU countries are already abusing spyware to illegally surveil journalists and other citizens. Google has committed more than $20 million to the creation of cybersecurity clinics at 20 higher education institutions across the US. The clinics will provide free cybersecurity training and hands-on experience for thousands of students. Some Google employees will serve as mentors and trainers at the clinics. Google says it will also provide free scholarships to allow some students to attend its cybersecurity certificate program, its InfoSec certification. Intelligence officials in Romania say they'll hack back the command and control servers of foreign APT groups targeting the country. The purpose of hack-back operations will be to acquire malware samples, share them with partners, and disrupt operations. The agency's new approach is part of a new national cybersecurity strategy adopted in December 2021. They also plan a name and shame public attribution policy. Russian officials are using Twitter bot accounts to push a false narrative that Ukraine and Western governments are behind the explosion that caused the collapse of the Kakhovka Dam. According to a report from the German Marshall Fund, the recent effort is one of Russia's largest disinformation campaigns since the Ukrainian invasion began. Investigators say the campaign is larger than similar efforts carried out after the Bucha massacre and Nord Stream pipeline explosions. Despite more accounts participating in the effort, the campaign had little engagement. Shipping company UPS says a threat actor used a vulnerability in one of its package lookup tools to discover the phone numbers of some of its customers. The stolen numbers were then used in smishing and phishing campaigns that targeted UPS customers. The company says the attackers posed as UPS and demanded payment from customers before their packages could be delivered. UPS is currently notifying affected customers. According to MSSoft security analyst Brett Callow, the breach notification letters are misleadingly designed to look like general information about smishing and phishing. The US Department of Health and Human Services says a ransomware gang named THT has hit a cancer treatment center in the US. The attack took place this month and significantly reduced patient treatment capabilities. Although not as prolific as other ransomware gangs, THT has been active since at least 2018 and has a history of hitting US healthcare facilities. The Akira ransomware gang has denied breaching and encrypting the Development Bank of Southern Africa in an attack in late May. The group claims the bank's systems were attacked by an unknown actor who used its ransomware without permission. Akira has now offered to help the bank recover its systems. It also promised to ensure that the bank's stolen data is not leaked online. And since we're on the topic of ransomware attacks, 436 victims had their names listed on ransomware leak sites in May 2023, according to new research from NCC Group. That's a 24% surge compared to the 352 victims listed in April. The Lockbit gang was responsible for 18% of all attacks in May. Second was 8base, a ransomware group that commenced operations in April. Lockbit remains the most active ransomware group in 2023. A new threat actor named Muddled Libra has been conducting phishing campaigns against large outsourcing firms that serve high-profile cryptocurrency companies. Muddled Libra has been linked to more than half a dozen incidents from mid-2022 through to early 2023. According to Palo Alto Networks, the group uses a phishing toolkit named Octopus. This is the same toolkit also used by groups such as Scattered Spider, Scatter Swine, and the Octopus group itself. Previous reporting has claimed all groups are the same threat actor, but Palo Alto Networks researchers believe they're just renting the same phishing tool. Microsoft has observed an increase in activity from the Midnight Blizzard Russian cyber espionage group. Also known as Nobelium or APT-29, the group's new campaign leverages residential proxy services to carry out password spraying and credential brute force attacks. The group has also used stolen session keys acquired from underground marketplaces to access cloud infrastructure. Microsoft has identified targets of recent attacks as governments, IT service providers, NGOs, defense industry, and critical manufacturing organizations. American energy technology company Enphase Energy has ignored a request from CISA to fix two remotely exploitable vulnerabilities in its products. CISA has published a security advisory this week warning US organizations about the issues. The vulnerabilities impact Enphase's Envoy communications gateway and its Installer Toolkit Android app. And finally, new research carried out by a Dutch consumer protection association has found that facial recognition systems on some smartphones can be tricked using a photo. Researchers bypassed facial recognition on 26 of 60 smartphones. The results are identical to a similar 2019 study where the same organization defeated 26 of 60 smartphones available on the market at the time. This time around, Apple and Samsung devices were deemed much more secure. Researchers couldn't bypass facial recognition on iPhones, and only one of 12 Samsung models failed the test. 14 of the 26 smartphones that failed are from Chinese manufacturer Xiaomi. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Nucleus Security. Find them at nucleussec.com. Thanks for your company.